Blog Talk Radio.
Show me your power. Let me in more of you is what I
Hallelujah, hallelujah. Well, glory to God. Come on, let's give God some praise this morning. Open up your mouth and just thank Him right now. Amen. Come on and into Him with all faith, believing and trusting God for a mighty move in your life and the life of your family. Come on, surrender all over to God. Right now, cast every care, every fear, every burden down this morning, and pick up the faith that He gives us to keep on keeping on, the peace that surpasses all understanding. Come on, oh Lord, we ask that you increase our faith even right now, God, as we enter in. And pray on today, Father God, we come believing, but Lord, we ask, oh God, that you help us with our unbelief, oh God. Oh, Father God, we come giving you all honor, praise, and glory, and all the admiration, oh Lord. Oh, Lord, we come thanking you for this day, for this is the day that you have made, and we shall rejoice and be glad. And amen. Oh, Lord, we can't thank you enough on today that you remembered us, oh God, that you awakened our sleeping spirits, oh God. So, Lord, we thank you for the lying down and the raising up this morning. Amen. Oh, Lord, we thank you, oh God, for every beat of our heart and every breath that we take, oh Lord. Lord, we thank you for keeping us and those in our family. Oh, Father God, we come humbling ourselves this morning, oh God. Oh, Lord, that we may be forgiven and delivered from all that's not of you. Amen. We bow before you. We enter to your gates with thanksgiving. We enter to your courts with praise. And Heavenly Father, we ask you to forgive us of all our sins, known and unknown sins, oh Lord. Sins of omission, sins of commission, Lord. Forgive us for all our transgression, trespasses, and iniquities, Father God. Oh Lord, purge us right now with hyssop, and we shall be cleansed. Wash us, and we shall be white as snow, oh God. Creating us a clean heart and renew a light spirit within us. Oh Heavenly Father, we ask you to forgive us of any unforgiveness that we have toward anyone. Amen. We praise you, Heavenly Father. We give you glory in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Heavenly Father, we thank you, Lord God, and we ask you according to Isaiah 22 and 22 to open up the gates of heaven above us. And oh Lord, bless us in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We ask you, Heavenly Father, to open the gates of favor, provision, deliverance, wisdom, protection, and healing for each of us and those in our family and all that we love and concerned about. Amen. In Jesus Christ's holy name. Hallelujah, God. Heavenly Father, we ask you to open those gates so that we will be blessed and that we can be in your divine destiny. Heavenly Father, we ask that we will be blessed to use these blessings in your kingdom according to your destiny and your will for our lives. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, according to John 14 and 14, to God be the glory. And we just want to say thank you, Lord. We thank you, Father God, that you're always with us. Amen. For your word says that you'll never leave us nor forsake us. Oh, Lord, we thank you that we're never alone, oh God, that we can call upon you, God, that you hear our prayers, and not just hear our prayers, but you answer our prayers. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, I'm better. Oh, Lord, we ask in Jesus' name, let thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven, as we bind our will to your will, Heavenly Father, and our mind to the mind of Christ. Amen. And we decree that the mind of Christ arise and operate in us to the full measure of Christ Jesus, the hope of glory. Amen. And we just want to say thank you. Oh, Lord, we ask, oh God, those that are hopeless, oh God, on today, oh God, that you restore the hope. Amen. Oh, Lord, those that have, oh, Lord, are dealing with any type of trauma or chaos or confusion in their life, oh God, let peace come and be still. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, oh, those that are sick, oh God, Lord, we ask that you would just send your word. Amen. That healing will spring up in their bodies. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, amen. Oh, Lord, deliver us, oh God, from any addiction, oh God, that is holding us down or that has us bound. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, amen. We destroy every stronghold, soul tie, hallelujah, messenger, Satan, strong man right now. And we decree and declare victory in the mighty name of Jesus Christ, amen. And we thank you for it, Lord. Oh, Father God, we're so thankful. We thank you for all the good things in our lives, oh God, for you are the creator of all things good. We thank you for your presence. For your presence is the fullness of our joy. And in your presence, we are complete and holding your presence. We have purpose because of your presence. We are glad to be here. Father God, we thank you for your plan that we may have a full life and enjoy and have an abundance to overflow. Heavenly Father, we thank you for your provision that all our needs are met according to your riches and glory. Amen. Hallelujah. And that we may prosper in all areas of our life, even as our souls prosper.
Heavenly Father, we thank you for your protection, that your perfect love casts out all fear. Amen. That no weapon formed against us shall prosper. Amen. And every tongue that rises up against the judgment of your word says that you shall condemn. And we just want to say thank you. Oh, Lord, we bless your holy name. We thank you for your peace that surpasses all understanding. The peace that keeps us calm and secure through adversity. The peace that leads us, oh God, through the storms of life. Amen. We thank you, Lord God. We thank you for your presence. Father God, all that are here on the line today that have an ear to hear, Lord, Lord God, let them hear, oh God, on today with us, said the Lord. Amen. That will save our lives. Amen. That will, hallelujah, that will deliver us. Hallelujah. Those in our family out of harm's way. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Lord, I ask that you order our steps on today. Amen. Oh, Lord, we ask in Jesus' name as we go out and those that are traveling this morning, oh God. Oh, Lord, that you would send your angels before us, oh God, preparing a way, making every crooked path straight and smoothing out every rough patch along the way. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And Lord, uproot every way of the enemy. Amen. Hallelujah. Right now, God, let us not encounter any attack of the devil. Amen. And his agents, oh God. Lord, I ask in Jesus' name that you purge the wicked off the land, oh God, that we, your children, may live in peace and enjoy this new day in peace, oh God. Oh Lord, let us have traveling grace, oh God. Hallelujah. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Lord, vessels are not going and coming on today, Lord. Let there be no mechanical failures, no breakdowns, no tickets, no pullovers, no accidents. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And we just want to say thank you. We plead the blood of Jesus Christ over us right now, over every family member in the body of Christ. As we travel out on today, oh God, we plead the blood of Jesus Christ over every vehicle, for every focus position that we may take on today. We plead the blood of Jesus Christ over, in it, around, about it, every road, street, highway, airway, seaway, building a place up, everywhere our feet may tread and heads may make. And we decree and declare the blood of Jesus Christ covers us up and protects us, it heals us, it delivers us, it redeems us, it sanctifies us, justifies us, and it makes all things new. And we thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for your children. Oh, Father God, we can't thank you enough on today. We decree and declare your goodness right now. Decree and declare that goodness and mercy shall follow us all the days of our lives. Amen. We speak life and not death. We speak the blessing of the Lord and make it rich and add no sorrow. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Lord, we know you to be a God of turnaround, oh God. So Lord, we ask in Jesus Christ's holy name that you would divinely intervene in every situation concerning us on today. Amen. And those in our family, and turn it all around for our good. Amen. Oh Lord, we know you to be a way making God, oh Lord. So we ask, oh God, that you open up the way where seem to be no way. Well, man says no, oh God, but you say yes. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Lord, we just want to say thank you. Oh Lord, we ask in Jesus' name, do something mighty and amazing in the life of your children. Amen. Do something amazing, oh God, hallelujah, in our lives, oh God, for we are your children, oh God, born again in the incorruptible seed of the word of God. Do something amazing in our lives, oh God, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Oh dear Heavenly Father, we just want to say thank you right now as we receive it. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, my Lord, my God. Lord, I ask, oh God, that you protect the destiny and the purpose of our lives, oh God, that you place in our life, Lord. Protect our destiny from every evil spirit, oh God, every devil, every destiny-stealing devil. Protect our destiny, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Lord, protect us and don't let anyone or any devil to reduce our lives to nothing. Lord, we know the devil is trying, hallelujah, to kill, steal, and destroy. He always tries to come and tries to reduce the child of God's life to nothing, to make it worthless and not make it come to nothing much. But Lord, we pray that you protect us, oh God, from all such things, and protect us from any evil spirit specializing in making people's lives useless and come to nothing. Protect us against such things, oh Lord, we pray in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. So that, but most of all, protect our destiny. Hallelujah. Oh, Lord, let every destiny rival who tries to steal our destiny, acting to steal our intellectual property and the destiny that you have given us, let them fail in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Hallelujah. Wherever there's any evil spirit trying to steal our destiny, let that evil spirit be bound up and cast out by fire and by force, with the power in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Lord, I pray on today that you will protect our destiny against any destiny rivals. Amen. Oh, Lord, and we just want to say thank you as we decree and and to have victory. Father God, we ask in Jesus' name that you'll position your warring angels around us and let them fight anyone, any evil spirit, any devil or agent that has come to rob us of our destiny and purpose. We pray in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Lord, we thank you for your breakthrough power, hallelujah, and your miracle, your miraculous power. We thank you, Lord, that we're going up and not going down. Amen. Our destiny is going to go up and not under. Amen. The Lord God, that you up your power in our life is increasing and not decreasing. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ, we thank you, Lord God, that we are walking in our divine destiny, whether the devil likes it or not. Hallelujah. Lord, we pray that wherever there is any weight or any evil that's been placed over our lives to hinder us from walking in our destiny, let us be released and set free right now. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, of that we bind up every strong man trying to come up against our destiny and stop us. We bind up that strong man and cast it out by fire and by force. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we decree in the path we will go up. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we shall achieve our destiny. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we shall make it. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, destiny robbers shall not rob our destiny. Our destiny is protected by the blood of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, my Lord, my God. Right now we station a hedge of protection, a hedge of fire around our destiny. Lord, arrest all destiny robbers in our life right now. Lord, arrest all destiny robbers in the life of our children and grandchildren, in the life of our husbands and wives, oh God, in the life of our mothers and brothers and fathers, oh God, hallelujah. Our sisters, oh God, our family members and loved ones, oh God, let them be arrested right now. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, remove them out the way of God. Let all the plans of the destiny robbers come to nothing. Let all their plans fail, oh God, completely. Lord, let them fail miserably, Lord God. Let every plan of attack that they have launched against our destiny, let it backfire on them in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And we thank you for them. We thank you, Lord. Let it is done in Jesus Christ's mighty name. We decree and declare with you, you are blessed of the Lord. Amen. That we have favor with God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We thank you, Father God, that we will not worry about, hallelujah, anything. For you know all that we need, oh God. So we come, oh God, seeking you first your kingdom and all your righteousness. Knowing that all we need shall be added unto us, oh God, for you are Jehovah Jireh, our provider. And we thank you for it. We bless your holy name. Lord, we love you, but we thank you for loving us first. That you sent your only begotten Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. Lord Jesus, we thank you for your finished work on Calvary. And we can decree and declare today that it is finished. That the battle is already done. We thank you for redeeming us from the curse of the law of sin and death. Oh Lord, we love you. Lord, we ask that you increase us more in the fruit of your Spirit. So that we love like Christ. Hallelujah. And that we look like Christ when Christ returns. Hallelujah. And we thank you for it, Lord, that we will get out the way that you may have your way, Father God. We just want to say thank you and peace us, God. Let joy overtake your children, oh God, on today. Unspeakable joy, amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, and we receive it. That every plan of attack the enemy has set up on today, hallelujah, that it has been destroyed. That we will not experience any such attack. And we just want to say thank you. We bless your holy name as we enter in on today, oh God. We thank you for your word that's going forth this morning, oh God. Let us receive divine revelation, knowledge, and wisdom to apply to our daily lives, that we live a life that is upright and pleasing to thy sight, oh Lord. And we just want to say thank you. We thank you for turning things around, oh God. We thank you, oh God, for turning around, oh God, for all that's on the line today, whatever it may be, Father God, for you know all things are in your hands, oh God. You're creative, all in all, for all, oh God. You're all seeing, all knowing, everywhere, God. So Lord, we thank you right now that you heard our prayers, oh God, that you answered our prayers, and then you can turn it around for the good of your children, for the good of all that are on the line today and all that they love and concerned about, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, for your daughter, Twin, and your son, Minister Learn, oh God, and your daughter, Kim, oh God, your daughter, hallelujah, Samantha, your daughter, Carol, oh God, your son, Dorsey, oh God, all, oh God, they have an ear to hear on this morning, oh God. Oh, Lord, let turnaround come, oh God, and we know that you're turning around for our good, because, oh God, because you are God that, hallelujah, that gives good gifts to your children, oh God. Hallelujah, we know that all good things coming from you, oh God. And your word says that you will not withhold any good thing from us, your children. And we just want to say thank you. We decree and declare in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth that we are the head and not the tail, and we're on top and not beneath. Amen. Hallelujah. We are the righteousness of God. Amen. Clothed with the robe of righteousness, sealed with the Holy Spirit of promise. Hallelujah. Healed by the stripes of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. If you believe that for yourself on today, just say right now, I receive it in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, and it shall be no other way. And we thank you for it, Lord. We bless your holy name. We decree that we're blessed, and we're going from glory to glory to glory. And wealth and riches are in our home, and we thank you for them. And we seal this prayer with the blood of Jesus Christ of Nazareth that does all things but fail, and the promises of God and the Holy Spirit of the living God that dwells in us all that believe. And it's in Jesus Christ's holy name that we pray with thanksgiving. To God be the glory. Amen and amen. Come on, let's give God some praise this morning. Hallelujah, hallelujah.
Amen.
Just for the next 30 seconds, come on, I just want you to praise the name. I just want for the next 30 seconds, amen, hallelujah. Don't worry about what's going on around you.
Amen.
I'm hearing you. Just for the gift of some praise on yourself. We decree and declare with your shout will bring breakthrough in your life. Your shout will turn things around, amen. Your shout will increase the goodness and the favor of God on your life, because you're not worried about what the enemy is saying. You're not worried about your situation or your circumstance or what's going to be or what could not be, but just come on, believe and trust in God. Come on and shout, hallelujah, hallelujah. Worship God on today. Thank God on today. Thank God on today. Right now, come on, come on, come on. Robo Shamari, Keshada Bahaya. I want you to know that God is able, hallelujah. Right now, right now. He's able to turn around. He's able to say live. Amen. That thing that is dying now, that thing that is dead, he's able to bring it to life. He's able to raise it up again. I want you to understand that God is able, Robo Shataya. We're not talking about a man. We're talking about God Almighty himself. Come on, give God some praise. I am. May your praise set your fire of the Holy Ghost up. We decree that a revival fire come when you praise and open up your mouth on today. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Shake your hands free. Shake your feet free. Shake the shackles off your free of depression and oppression, fear. Shake it off your feet, anger, rage, and wrath. Come on, resentment. Come on, be free on today. Unforgiveness, be free on today. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, God is able to do it for you.
Yes.
Yeah. Healing is available. Shout out. Thank you, Lord.
Yeah.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. If it has not been for you, Lord, on our side, oh God, where would we be on today? But we thank you, Lord. We bless your holy name, Father. We decree and declare it is so. Amen. Hallelujah. Oh, glory to God. We thank you, Lord.
Thank you.
My Lord, my God. Nobody likes you. We need you, Father. We need you, Lord. We don't want to be the same, okay? We don't want to be that same angry person. We don't want to be that same worrying about everything person. Oh, Lord, we need you now. Increase our faith on today. And we thank you right now that it is done. We decree that we're walking in our newness. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Good morning, everybody. Good morning, family. Good morning.
Good morning.
We are all
good morning.
Amen. Hallelujah, hallelujah. So good to be on the live this morning. Don't hang up if the system, if you don't hear me, just hold on. I'll be trying to get back in. But we've been having, last few days, we've been doing good on the line. So hallelujah. Glory to God. The first couple of days were a little rough, but we thank God for favor. We thank God for turnaround. Hallelujah. Amen. Good morning. I'll call your name. We want to know how you doing this morning, this Monday morning. We are on 28 days in prayer, intercessory prayer, 6 a.m. So if it's your first time joining us here, welcome, welcome. During these 28 days, glad to have you here on the line. God bless you. God keep you. So we're going to start with Twan. God bless you. And good morning, Twan. How you doing this morning?
Good morning. I'm grateful that God woke me up. I received all the blessings that went forth. I received the spirit of healing. Me and my kids, I believe that we are healed. You know, we came down with a cold and sinuses and fevers, but I believe that we are healed. And today is a new day, so I'm choosing. I'm choosing to let God, let go and let God.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Amen. Well, God bless you. God keep it. We touch and agree in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth that you and your family are healed. All of your home are healed. And just all you got to do is receive it and walk in your healing. Amen. God is able. Amen. And you shall see it. Amen. The Bible says we walk, but those that believe, we walk by faith and not by sight. Amen. Hallelujah. We thank God. Amen. God bless you. God keep you. Okay. Amen. Sorry about that. God love you. God bless you. Have a good day. Travel grace and mercy. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. God bless you. I'm sorry about that. My husband was leaving out for work, so I wanted to come have a great day.
No worries.
Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Sister Samantha, God bless you. Welcome this morning. How you doing and how you been?
Feeling blessed. Thank you so much. So grateful to be on this morning. Feeling just very awake and very blessed and just feeling like the Holy Spirit has fallen on this place and just so grateful. So grateful to hear you pray and just I receive all the blessings of our Lord and I'm just pray for more righteousness, more strength to speak into the Word of God, into those that are unbelievers.
Yes, Lord. Amen, amen. Glory to God. Well, God bless you. God keep it. It's so good to have you on the line again this morning. Amen. We were on yesterday morning, and I know a lot of us try to get up early and get up and be on the line. Sometimes it becomes difficult, especially without feeling well or you're taking any medication. But I thank you. On yesterday, that Samantha was on the line with me, so I wasn't by myself. God bless you. God keep you, Samantha. Hallelujah. Glory. Hallelujah. Amen. All right, Minister Lauren Green, God bless you. Welcome. How you doing and how you been?
Amen. I'm just glad to be on the line. The enemy has been trying to stop me from getting on the line, but I'm on the line today, and I'm just thanking God, and I'm with the saints, that we are praying and we are seeking God. Amen. He said, come boldly to the throne of grace,
yes,
and we might find help in the time of need. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Yes, absolutely, absolutely. As we come, we receive in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. God bless you. God keep you. We're praying for you, Minister Lauren Green. And God is turning things around for you. Good. Just believe it and receive it even right now. No matter what the enemy say or try to do, know that God is still able. Even in the no, even in the yes, amen. Even in the unknown, God is still able.
Yes.
Hallelujah. God bless you. God keep you. Hallelujah. Amen. Cousin Kim, God bless you. And good morning. How you doing and how you been?
Amen. Good morning. Glory to God. It's just a blessing to be here on the line this morning with other believers. So I thank you for taking out your time to pray for us and with us. And glory to God. Everyone have a good day. 2 minutes from work.
All right. Well, God bless you. God keep you. Know, and we're praying for you. And we love you. And we thank you.
Hold on, everything in the way.
Mama, God bless you. How you doing this morning? And welcome.
Good morning to everybody. Can you hear me? Hello. I don't know what happened. It got quiet. Can you hear me? Can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you.
Oh, good morning, Twan.
Good morning, Mama. Thank you.
Have a seat. She went off. I got a, y'all sick, I got a remedy for y'all.
Okay. Just hold on. I'm thinking she'll be on.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. Twan, can you hear me?
Yes, I can.
Okay, you can hear me there. Okay, the system, I guess it froze up. Okay, let's see if I can hear my mama here. Mama, can you hear me? God bless you. Welcome. How you doing? How you been?
Good morning. Good morning to everybody. I've been okay. Glad to be on the line.
Amen.
Woke up at 5:00 and say, I don't feel like getting on the line. Then woke up, God woke up again. It was like 6:18. I said, Alexa, call church. And here
amen.
I am. Thank you, Lord. Amen.
Thank
amen.
You, Lord. It's so glad to be on the line. I tell you, a lot of believers' prayer lives have been attacked where you know, we know the power of agreement and getting online, the power of prayer. It will have us sleepy. It will have us drowsy. It will have us distracted to keep us from praying. So a lot of people, prayer lives, I believe it's prayer lives are being under attack, believe it or not. And people say, how hard is it to pray? But let me tell you, when a believer prays, the enemy knows the power when one that believes prays. Amen. The power that we have because I believe this is what God works in faith. So the enemy can keep us from praying. That's how we communicate with God. Amen.
Amen.
Then he has unbound. So I'm glad that you got back up and got on the line this morning. Amen. It ain't always easy neither because I've taken some medicine last night to help me sleep. Mm-hmm. I have some issues with, you know, sleep. And I was so drowsy. I need to just stay sleepy. But I had to get in position. Yeah. So I understand that. To the fullest. It's been something else this last year, the attack on our prayer life, you know, and just getting back in position and just asking God, Lord, help me, Lord, be my strength to get back in position, to seek you even more, you know, to pray even more, you know, to communicate because we serve a relational God and he wants us to have a relationship with him. You can't be in a relationship with anyone if you don't talk to him, if you don't go to him and spend time with that person. You can't expect to have a relationship if you don't take time out. Whoever it is, that's the same way with God. We have to have time to pour in that relationship with God. And it's kind of like, you know, let's say you had a friend that you don't really talk to, and the only time you call them is when you need something. You know? So we can't. And God don't want to call. You just want to show up, and then you're like, well, I'm going. You only show up when you need something. No, that's not having a relationship. That's a one-way thing. So we have to, when we look at it like that, like, okay, I need to have a relationship, you know, with my Father. He is our Father. And he doesn't attack on that. So, but I thank you for that you woke up and you listened. So God said, get on the line. I have something for you. So God bless you, Mama. We love you. We thank God for you. So good to have you on the line. When I see you pop in, I said, look at God. So that's my day, my whole day. God bless you. God teach you. Amen. Thank you. Amen. I receive it in Jesus' name. Amen. Hallelujah. All right. Our scripture this morning is going to come from the book of Philippians chapter 4. And I thank y'all for holding on to the line so that we can still go forward, because we know the line sometimes acts up and I don't have any way of controlling that. So if you could just hang on there, I guarantee you I'm going to get back on. And I always write everybody number down. So if I have to call you individually, then I would do that, you know, if y'all paid me back on. All right, so the scripture this morning is going to be from Philippians chapter 4, verse 10 through 13. That's 10 through 13, Philippians chapter 4, verse 10 through 13. The Bible says, but I rejoice in the Lord greatly that now at last your care for me has flourished again, but I rejoice in the Lord greatly that now at last your care for me has flourished again, though you surely did care, but you lacked opportunity. Not that I speak in regard to need, for I have learned in whatever state I am to be content. I know how to be abased, and I know how to be abound. I've learned both to be full and to be hungry, both to abound and to suffer need. The Bible says in verse 13, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. Now, we've heard that scripture quite a bit, and we've quoted ourselves. And understanding what this means, and this is Apostle Paul speaking. He's speaking about he knows how to be, whether he has it or if he has what he needs or if he doesn't have it. He knows how to still be effective in his walk with Christ. Amen. He says, but I rejoice in the Lord greatly, you know, and understand it. Because why? Because he knows that where his strength come from. And so he knows no matter what he can, no matter what's going on, no matter what the situation is, no matter what the circumstances are, he knows that through all, he can do all things through Christ that gives him the strength to keep on keeping on, no matter what his situation or circumstances is. Amen. So those of us that are in Christ, amen, and I want us to understand and know today that when you have Christ and when you believe and know that God is able to do all things, amen, you understand where your strength comes from, amen, that your strength coming from the Lord. So Lord, when we say this scripture, when we quote this scripture, that we can do all things through Christ who strengthens me, amen, that gives you the strength because you have the joy in the Lord, amen. Your joy is in the Lord that strengthens you because you know that God is always with you, amen, that you have Jesus, hallelujah. So no matter what you're going through or dealing with, because you have Christ, you're already on the winning side. You have victory whether you're on this side or the other side, hallelujah. You already have the victory, and that alone strengthens you in your walk, in your faith, no matter what you're going through, no matter what it's looking like. You're like, my strength is in the Lord. My strength is in the Lord. So I'm going to keep on keeping on because this is where my strength comes from. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. So if you just speak that over yourself, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. And you just keep saying it to yourself, no matter what it is, no matter what it is, family, you can do it. Because it is the Lord that gives you the strength to keep on keeping on. Amen. Hallelujah. If you can hear me, say amen.
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 Thank you.
Amen.
Thank y'all. I have to hear system in hunger. So thank y'all so much. Hallelujah. Father God, I ask in Jesus Christ's holy name that you add a blessing to the readers, the hearers, and most of all the doers of your word. It is my prayer that we all be the doers of your word and know that our strength coming from you. And with that strength that we can do all things. Amen. Not just some things, but we can do all things. Hallelujah. And it's in Jesus Christ's holy name we pray, we believe, we receive. To God be the glory. Amen and amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. At this time, we're going to take our prayer petition. I know my cousin Kim that's on the line is probably at work already. So I know she's not going to be able to talk. So we're just going to continue to pray and lift her up and her family, her children, her brother that she's caring for. Lord, we just pray right now that you would continue to bless your daughter, Kim. Lord, that you would continue to be her strength, that she would know that she can do all things because it's you that strengthens her, God, you that gives her the strength that she can keep on keeping on, amen, that she can leap over walls of the enemy, oh God, that she can, hallelujah, press on, oh God, and receive all that you have for her. So, Lord, I pray that you would continue to be her strength. Let her receive a supernatural strength, oh God, and let your hedge of protection be around her and her children and her grandchildren and her siblings, oh God, and all that she loves and concerned about. Lord, I pray that you would touch every situation concerning your daughter and just turn it all around for good, even in the workplace, oh God, even in the ministry that you've given her for, the God, amen. Oh, Lord, do a new thing in her and for, oh God, and, oh Lord, and we just want to say thank you that all we're seeing, oh Father God, that you have done it, that man will not get the glory, and we just want to say thank you. Oh, Lord, we thank you, oh God, that we can decree a thing, and it shall be established in our life. So right now, we call you, Kim, we call you blessed and favored by God and with mankind, and we thank you, Father God, that it is done, and it's in Jesus Christ's holy name we pray and we bless you. To God be the glory. Amen and amen. Hallelujah. God bless you, Cousin Kim. We love you, and we thank God for you. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. Amen. And she enters into her work day there. Hallelujah. Traveling grace and mercy to all traveling on the road. All right. Twan, God bless you. Go ahead. If you have a prayer petition.
Yes. My prayer petition is that God strengthen my unbelief, strengthen my faith, and that I make room enough to open, that I make room enough to receive all that God has for me.
Amen. Hallelujah. We touch and agree with all that you just petitioned on this morning. Oh, gracious Lord, as we come together with combined faith this morning with your daughter, your minister, God, your servant, Lord, we pray that all that she has petitioned out of her mouth with faith, oh God, that you increase her faith even the more, God. Oh, Lord, you increase, oh God, to believe and receive all that you called her to be, oh God, that she will walk, oh God, in her destiny and her calling in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of that, oh God. Lord, I ask in Jesus' name, oh Lord, that you will pour into a great and mighty, oh God, fill this temple with as much Shekinah glory as possible, God. Lord, open up the way in her life that she can receive all that you have for, Lord. So, Lord, we pray for divine positioning for her life, divine order, oh God. And, oh Lord, that you will continue to guide and lead her with our Holy Spirit, Father God, that she will be in place, oh God, you called her to, oh God, that you, oh Lord, all she have to do is just walk in and receive, amen, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And we just want to say thank you. We bless your holy name, Father God. Lord, I pray that you will bless her marriage, oh God, increase it in love, oh God. Oh Lord, increase, oh God, even the faithfulness, oh God, and have respect for one another, oh God, that they will speak with new tongues and hear with new ears and hallelujah, see with new eyes, amen, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And we just want to say thank you, oh God. Restore the butterflies. Restore the butterflies when they see and hear each other's voice, Father God. And we just thank you for it. And they would taste and see, oh God, that you're still good. Hallelujah. And you're still able to work a miracle even in their marriage, in their finances, amen, in their health, oh God. Hallelujah. In their business, oh God, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And we just want to say thank you, Lord.
Thank you.
We bless your holy name, and it's in Jesus Christ's holy name we pray with thanksgiving. To God be the glory. Amen.
To God be the glory. To God be the glory. Amen.
I see businesses. I see businesses. This is what the Holy Spirit showing. Businesses. Not just one business, but businesses.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not sure what all you're operating or whatever you have set up or you're planning to do, but I see businesses. Yeah. Just keep praying for
Amen.
About your
people. I receive it.
Amen.
God has told me to sit down because he's about to prepare me for that. So thank God for that. I receive it.
Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. As I was praying, I was like, businesses. I was like, okay, Lord. Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord.
God bless you. God keep you. We love you. We thank God for you. Hi, yeah.
Love you.
Thank you, Lord. It's nothing like confirmation, huh? It's nothing like confirmation. When God has told you something, and he'll send one or two witnesses to it, and then you like, okay, Lord. Okay, Lord. Hallelujah.
Amen.
God keep you. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Samantha, God bless you. Go ahead.
God bless you. Thank you. Yes, prayer petition for this morning. Just safe travels. We're going to be traveling, and so just safe travels. I know you've already prayed for that, but specifically for, you know, this trip that we're going on now, and then just obedience over my family, obedience in the Word of God,
yes.
And then just a mighty blessing of provision, and that He order our steps, that He make it very clear and concise, that our steps be clear. That would be, yeah, that would be moving forward. Wow. Yes, ma'am. Those are my prayers. And then also, again, for the family that we're staying with, mm-hmm. A blessing on them, on their children. They have 8 children. So just a blessing. Mm-hmm. Yes, ma'am.
Amen. Well, we touch and agree you, all that you petition right now by faith. We're just going to touch and agree with it. Amen. Lord God, we just want to say thank you, Lord God, every word that proceed out the mouth of your daughter, Father God, with all faith, oh God. Lord, I ask that you move mighty, oh God, in every situation concerning, oh God, even as you travel on today, Father God, that you'll go before, oh God, preparing the way, oh God, ordering steps, oh God, uprooting every way of the enemy, every attack of the enemy that has been set up, oh God, let it be destroyed right now, that they will not experience any such attack, oh God. We thank you, Father God, hallelujah, that it is done in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And Lord, we pray, oh God, for the family that she's living with, Father God, that you will continue. We pray for continued flow of blessing into their life, oh God, for them to open up the door for your daughter and her family, oh God, to come on in. So, Lord, we pray, oh God, to multiply blessings, oh God, that when you bless, that you will bless them. When you multiply, oh God, that you will multiply them, oh God, as the stars of the heaven and the sand of the seashore, oh God. And we just want to say thank you as we decree and declare blessing and favor, as we decree and declare victory as they travel, as they go to and fro, oh God, knowing that their trip will be successful, Father God. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we thank you, Father God, that your angels are encamped around them, even right now, as they're preparing to travel, oh God, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And we just want to say thank you, Lord God. We decree and declare it is so, and it shall be no other way. And it's in Jesus Christ's holy name we pray with thanksgiving. To God be the glory. Amen and amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. God bless you, Samantha.
Thank you. I receive it.
Thank God for you. Just receive it. All that you petition, all that, and just believe it and walk in it and just smile. I remember when I was traveling to Africa, and that's a long flight. It could be very scary. And when I got to the airport and I saw that it was time to get out to go into the airport and I was by myself, I cried for about 20 seconds. But it's so far. And the whole time I was like, Lord, I trust you. I believe it's done. You know, I'm coming back here. And I was fine and well. And I'm telling you, so God bless you and God keep you. Just walk by faith and not by sight. And just go and believe God is with you. Amen.
It is well.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. No lack, no setbacks, and no missed opportunities. I tell you in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Hallelujah. Minister Lauren Green, God bless you. Go ahead. Your prayer petition.
Amen. I'm asking for prayer for me missing my father. Amen. This is still kind of new to me. This is a year that he has passed. Mm. The other day I woke up in the middle of the night. It was 2 nights. I couldn't even sleep. I started praying. And then I looked at the date, and I said, this is around the time that he had passed. And my wife explained it to me. She said, you're going to have that. She said, that is perfectly normal, but I want the joy back. I want the peace back. I know it's that I don't like nothing robbing my peace and nothing robbing that joy in me. I like to walk in it, flow in it, move in it, pray in it, you know. And I just want to have peace, love, and joy. I want those virtues to continue to flow. Amen. So I'm in confirmation with you in the scripture today because that was right where I was at. I want that joy. Amen.
Amen. Yes. Yes. Amen. We come on today touching the grid, all that you have prayed for. Lord, we just ask in Jesus' name as we come with our combined faith with your son, your minister. Oh, Lord, just as he come, oh, God,
believing, oh God, you for a mighty move, oh God, for a turnaround, oh God, and just that you would just touch right now, oh God, touch his mind, oh God, touch his heart, that peace come and be still in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. So Lord, we pray for restoration, oh God, restore the joy, oh God, restore the hope and the peace, oh God, in this life. Oh Lord, that he would just keep on keeping on, knowing that his strength coming from you, Father God. And we just want to say thank you, oh God. Lord, I pray, oh God, that he would receive a supernatural strength, oh God, oh Lord. Lord, I pray that you would fix that is broken, mend the tear in his soul, even right now, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh Lord, let him have shouts of joy, oh God, knowing that his Father, God, is home with you, amen, that he's home, oh God, and he's a hallelujah at peace, amen, because he's with you, Father God, hallelujah, and knowing that one day, oh God, that we will stand before you, oh God, and it is our prayer, oh Lord, that you will speak these words, oh God, my good and faithful servant, job well done.
Yes, Lord,
so we just want to say thank you, Lord God. Let him rejoice in knowing, oh God, that hallelujah, all
hallelujah.
Is well and good. Amen. And we
hallelujah.
Just want to say thank you. We
thank
decree
you,
and declare victory on today. Amen. If you just open
yes,
up your
Lord.
Mouth, Minister Lynn Green, and just say, I
hallelujah.
Receive the joy of the Lord. I receive the peace
receive
of God.
Yes,
that surpasses all understanding. And it is
yes,
so. And it shall be
yes,
no other
Lord.
Way. And it's in Jesus
yes,
Christ's holy name I receive it.
Yes, Lord Jesus.
And God be the glory.
Yes,
Lord. Amen.
Yes,
amen.
Lord.
God bless you.
Hallelujah.
And God keep you.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord
hallelujah.
Jesus.
We love you. We thank
hallelujah.
God for you, Minister Learn. We're praying for you, brother.
Yes, Lord Jesus. Yes.
Amen.
Yes, thank
hallelujah.
You.
Hallelujah. You're welcome. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Mama, God bless you. Go ahead. The prayer petition.
My prayer is for healing, for the Lord to heal these lungs of mine in this heart palpitation, whatever it is. I'm short of breath. I can't do all the things I normally do. So I'm praying for a speedy healing that he touched my body right now. And so I'm able to breathe and, you know, get the heart right. So I'm praying for healing for myself this morning. Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Father God, in Jesus Christ's holy name, we come, oh God. Lord, we come believing, oh God, on this morning with your daughter, oh God. But we ask that you help us with our unbelief. Anything that's hindering us or hindering your daughter from receiving complete healing, oh God. Lord, we pray let it be removed right now, oh God. Whatever is blocking the way, oh God. If it's our faith, oh God. Lord, we ask that you increase our faith, oh God. If it's our unbelief, oh God. Help us with our unbelief, amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. So Lord, we know you to be a healer, oh God. We know, oh God, that you're able to do all things with fair. So Lord, we ask in Jesus' name that you release your healing virtue, your healing anointing, oh God, in the life of your daughter, oh God. Lord, touch your heart right now. Let a heart see the rhythm of life, oh God. Touch your lungs, oh God, that they will function, oh God, the way you've called them to operate. Amen. In complete unity, oh God. Hallelujah. According to the way that you created the body, oh God. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh Lord, and we just want to say thank you, Father God. Lord, we ask that you speak to the blood on this morning, oh God. For we know life of the flesh is in the blood, oh God. Anything that's in the blood, oh God. Hallelujah. That it's not of you, Father God. That's causing any sickness and disease. Oh God, it's calling any problems to the body, oh God. Let it be removed right now in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. So now I decree in the presence of the blood of Jesus Christ flow through every vein of your body. Amen. Bringing healing and deliverance. Amen. And we just want to say thank you, God. We decree and declare all is well. We decree and declare healing on today in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Lord, help us seek you even more, God, to seek and find healing on this morning. Amen. And we just want to say thank you. Lord, we know you to be a God of turnaround, oh God. Deliver, oh God, out of everything, oh God, that's plaguing our body, oh God. Deliver from COPD, oh God. Heart whatever it may be, oh God, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ, I shout out my voice to you. And we just want to say thank you, Lord.
Thank
restore,
you,
God,
thank
her
you.
Breathing, oh God, that she will breathe freely, oh God, and will not be out of breath, oh God. Let restoration come, oh Lord. Restore every organ, oh God. Restore every cell, every ligament, every muscle, every tissue, every bone in the body, oh God. Let restoration come. Hallelujah.
Yes. Hallelujah.
And we just want to say thank you, Father. We declare the prayer it is so and it shall be no other way. We plead the blood of Jesus Christ over you right now. We declare and declare the blood of Jesus Christ redeems you. Amen. Hallelujah. Heals you, delivers you, sanctifies you. justifies you and makes all things new in you and for you. Hallelujah. And we seal this prayer with the blood of Jesus Christ of Nazareth that does all things but fail, and the promises of God and the Holy Spirit of the living God that dwell in us all that believe. And it's in Jesus Christ's holy name we pray with thanksgiving. To God be the glory. Amen. Hallelujah. God bless you. God keep you. Amen. God bless you all, family. It's been a blessing to be on the line this morning. You can just touch and agree with me on today here. I'm just trusting God for a mighty move in my entire family. Amen. Especially when it comes down to my children and my husband and grandchildren. Just praying that God will continue to bless and keep them and help them. I'm praying for help on today. Help for us all. We all need God's help in some area, in some capacity in our lives. And I just pray, Father God, that you will help us, Lord. Lord, because you are all seeing, all knowing, God, where you see a need of help. Help us, Lord. Sometimes all we can do is just say, help us. And God knows exactly what we need. And even when we just say, help. Amen. God will supply the help. So, Lord, we thank you right now for your ever-present help and your help that is on the way. Amen. And it's in Jesus Christ's holy name. Pray to God be the glory. Amen and amen. I am praying for promotion to my husband. I'm just praying God bless him and keep him. Amen. So I'm going to close us out in prayer here. Just going to pray for deliverance from mental barriers. A lot of things are mental. Amen. If we could just believe, but it starts in our mind because the enemy likes to attack our mind and, you know, our thoughts and give us all kind of thoughts. Begin to worry, and that breaks down the body, causes us to be even sicker. Amen. So I'm going to pray those prayers on today. If you can join me now, let us pray. Oh, gracious Lord, we thank you for answered prayers on this morning. Lord, we thank you, Father God, that you have made a way for us, Lord God. We thank you that we can decree a thing this morning, and we decree and declare it is well. Lord, set us free from every evil spirit that is trying to program negative thoughts into our minds. Set us free from every evil spirit trying to restrict and cap our life by influencing our mindset. Amen. Lord, please remove every negative mindset right now in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Every negative seed that's been planted by the enemy, whenever it was planted. Lord, I pray that you will break down every barrier, every way that the devil has set up because of situations the devil caused to happen in our lives. Lord, let us be set free completely, Lord God, and let there be total deliverance from past mindsets, from limitations, from barriers being set up in our minds in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. My Lord, my God, and be it any physical barriers, be it sickness, oh God, in the name of Jesus Christ around us, oh God, and we thank you that the barriers are coming down and we are making progress in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Lord, we thank you for total deliverance on today, amen. Lord, remove every barrier that any evil spirit is causing us not to progress in goodness. Lord, set us free completely, Lord God, and remove every barrier that you did not set, oh Lord, and let us receive a miracle on today. Let us receive a miracle, God, from you, Heavenly Father, a miracle of freedom, a miracle of being healed and delivered and set free in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And we just want to say thank you. We thank you, Lord God, that it is so, and it shall be no other way. And we seal this prayer with the blood of Jesus Christ of Nazareth that does all things but fail, and the promises of God and the Holy Spirit of the living God that dwell in us all that believe. And it's in Jesus Christ's holy name we pray with thanksgiving. To God be the glory. Amen and amen. Come on, let's give God some praise. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Glory to God. At this time, we're gonna get ready to close out. If you have anything you want to say, please. If not, just say amen once I call your name. Torn, God bless you. Go ahead.
Yes, amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. Samantha, God bless you. Go ahead.
Amen.
Amen. Minister Lyon Green, God bless you. Go ahead.
Amen.
Amen. Mama, God bless you. Go ahead.
Amen. Thank you.
Amen. You're welcome. God bless you. And now, I'm going to release the pastor's blessing, y'all. Thank you so much. Remember, we're on the line for the duration of this month of February. Even on Sunday mornings, we're still here at 6 a.m., so please join us. You know, the time goes by so fast. We want to take advantage of every opportunity that we can pray together. Amen. God bless you. Believe it. Come believe it. And now may the Lord bless you and keep you. May the Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious unto you, giving you his peace. May you walk in the confidence that you are a child of God. Your tomorrows are going to be filled with joy, amen, peace, and accomplishment beyond anything you can possibly imagine. You are living in the kingdom of glory with Jesus Christ as Lord, amen. It's in Jesus' name that we pray, we believe, we receive. To God be the glory, amen, amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
I bless you all. I love you, and I thank God for you. You all enjoy your day.
Love you, too.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus. Oh, I want to see him. Look upon his face. Let us sing forever of his saving grace. On the streets of glory, let me lift my voice. Cares all past, hold me last, ever to rejoice.
I want to hear her say, well.
Give it back to you. You gave me my husband, you know I love him. And now I'll give him back, so you know I'm all in. Lord, take my children, my family. I want you to know that you have me. I need to know that you're happy. Yeah, when I finally stop breathing, yeah.